I got something better. Last week I preached on just too straight. And this week the Lord's just been impressing on my heart, I got something better. I just got something better. I hope you can say that this morning. I got something better, preacher. Let's go ahead and read the text. Galatians 2:20, I ask you to stand. I got something better. This world can't offer me anything because I got something better. I got something better. Brother Kevin, I got something better. Now, hey, come on. Rejoice not that you have power over these things, but rejoice that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Man, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't he good to us this morning? Yeah. Man, I got something better. Sister Jean Sproul, I got something better. His name's Jesus. Paul said, listen, I had everything that a man could want. I was as high as you could go. I was the man. But then I met Jesus and I got something better. Galatians 2:20. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate or confuse the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Father, I do love you. I praise you and I glorify you. Lord, I thank you that we can speak Jesus over our families. I thank you that we can speak Jesus over our children. I thank you that we can speak Jesus over this church. I thank you that at the name of Jesus, chains has got to break. Addictions has got to break. Father, I thank you that at the name of Jesus, Father, anxiety and fear and worry and anger and calamity, all them things have to go out the door. In the name of Jesus, them things can't stay around us, Father. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, that you illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue. Lord, let me preach the saith the word of God. Lord, let me tell your people that I've got something better, and his name's Jesus. Lord, this morning, this world's looking for a lot of things, but I truly believe, Father, this morning, if we just look to you, we'll realize we got something a whole lot better. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. Every person that walked to this altar this morning, Father, I do not know their need, but you do. And I ask you right now, whatever they needed, you meet that need. Whatever burden they had on them, please remove that burden from them. Put a double portion on them and help them. And I ask it in the blessed name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated for just a few moments. In Galatians 2:20 here, Paul said, and I quote, Paul said, that he was crucified with Christ. That means he was dead. He was crucified with Christ. He was dead. And Paul, if you read back up into the book of Galatians, he says, the old man was dead and he wasn't looking to build upon anything that associated with the old man. Nothing in that old life, nothing that he had in that old life would he build upon but Jesus Christ. All he wanted to do was to point people to Jesus. He used a word here, though, that stuck out to me and really got on me, and I want to share it with you. He said, I'm crucified with Christ, and here's the word, nevertheless. That nevertheless would mean, which means however or regardless of what the world might think, Paul had something better. The calendar may have fell this way before, but I don't know if it did or not. But as Halloween approached Friday, I don't remember Halloween being on a Friday in the last 22 years. I can't recall Halloween being on a Friday in the last 22 years. You may go look it up and find out it has been. I don't know. But as Friday morning approached and I woke up, I seen it was Halloween. For a lot of you, you don't like Halloween. For a lot of you, you don't want nothing to do with Halloween or Halloween Day. 22 years ago on Halloween Day, I got locked up for manufacturing crystal meth. On Friday, I got locked up. On Saturday, I was in jail. And on Sunday, November the 2nd, 22 years ago, I was sitting in Marion County Jail. But today, I got something better. But today, glory to God, listen to me. But today is November the 2nd, 2025, 22 years later, and I'm here to tell you I got something better. His name's Jesus. What the devil meant evil, God meant for good. What the devil meant to hang a yoke on my neck, God meant for good. I don't know a lot about this book, but I know a lot about the author. Amen. And his name is Jesus. And this morning, I just want to show you a few things that Paul said and that I agree with completely in the scriptures, that I got something better. That old life is back there. It's not here no more. That man's dead. He's been crucified. He's been dead. That old man's been dead. I ask you this morning, have you been crucified with Christ? That means you've been crucified. Your old past is no longer there. You've died to yourself. You became born again. You're new. Look what he says here. He says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he said, I'm dead, but I'm alive like never before. I was dead, but now I'm alive like never before. He said, but Paul said he'd been crucified. How can he be alive? That old man spiritually died, and a new man came alive. Look what he said here. He said, the resurrection. I want to give you, what did Paul have better? He had a resurrection in Jesus Christ. His resurrection was in Jesus Christ. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He said, I live. I'm alive today. I'm alive in Jesus. Revelation 1:18, the Bible says, I am, Jesus says this, I am he that liveth and was dead. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And just as Jesus was dead, just as Jesus died, and he came back and resurrected back, that's the same thing that happens to you and me when you get born again. That old man dies, there's a new man comes on the scene. That Holy Ghost comes to live inside of you. He quickens that mortal body. He quickens that inside. He quickens that soul. He quickens that spirit. That old man's dead and there's a new man. I got something better and his name's Jesus. He says this, Jesus said in Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. But I thank God he didn't stop the scripture right there. He said, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. But listen to this. He said, and have the keys. Listen, when he died, listen to me. When he died, I want you to know that he took complete authority over everything that had been stolen in the Garden of Eden. He took complete authority over everything. You said, preacher, he already had authority. He was God Almighty. When he went and died on that cross and bled and died on that cross for you and me, you listen to me, he opened the floodgates for all of us. Now, whosoever will, let him come. And here's what he said. He said, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. I don't know about you, but this morning I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. Spiritually inside of me, I have the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm alive in Jesus. I'm accepted in Jesus. I want to tell you this morning, if you're born again, you're alive this morning. You're alive more than ever. Don't you let Satan put a yoke on you. You're alive this morning. I'm alive in Jesus. Paul said, I have a resurrection. I'm alive in Jesus. Paul said, I'm accepted in Jesus. Ephesians 1:6, the Bible says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Why am I accepted in the Father's throne room today? Because of the beloved. Because of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I've got something better. I have a resurrection in Jesus Christ. He said, I'm alive in Jesus. I'm accepted in Jesus. And if you would ask Paul, he said, I'm amazed in Jesus. I'm amazed how somebody that could persecute Christians, I'm amazed how somebody could be a murderer, I'm amazed how somebody could be walking down that Damascus road. Friends, listen to me, we've all been on a Damascus road, amen? You may still be on it, but I'm not. I've come off my Damascus road. I'm not on it no more. I got something better, and his name's Jesus. Can I get an amen? And I don't understand how it happens, I just know it does. You say, preacher, explain to me salvation in the way I can understand it. I can't explain it good enough. All I can tell you is, you experience it. You call on the name of the Lord. Let him save your soul. It'll do a difference in your life. It'll take that old man. It'll crucify him. And there'll be a new man come alive. You won't be who you used to be. You'll be new in Christ Jesus. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Paul said, I'm dead here, but I'm alive over there. What does that mean? He's alive. He's accepted. And he's amazed what God can do. How he can take an old boy that had a needle in his arm, and everybody tells you he can't get off of it. And in 18 years, I've not had a needle in my arm. Can I get amen. Friends, I'm listening to you. Listen to me this morning. I don't care if you're a dope head drunker. I don't care if you're an adulteress. I don't care what you are. This morning, if you'll die to yourself and come alive to Jesus Christ through the blood, he can do a difference and a change in your life. You said, preacher, you don't know how bad I am. Paul said he was the chief of sinners. You go to the book of Timothy, he told Timothy, he said, I am the chief of sinners. There's not nothing you can list that he hadn't done, but God forgave him. Amen. He said this, I've got something better. He said, I've got a resurrection in Jesus Christ, and it amazes me. Friends, I'm telling you, it amazes me what God's done in my life. I want to brag on God just for a minute. It amazes me how he can take somebody and save their soul and take that old want-to out of there, Brother Brent, and putting something new on the inside. Hey, put a love and compassion for people and want people to be saved and come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that they may have a home in heaven. You say, preacher, does that excite you? Friends, I want you to know it puts me on shouting ground. Amen. Man, this morning when I woke up, I'm telling you, I folded clothes. I was tickled to death to be at home. Woo, glory. Because 22 years ago, I was wanting to get home. I'll never forget a day of my life. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. I'll never forget that day. I called my wife. I said, you coming to see me? It's because I've been locked up. Are you coming to see me? She said, yeah, I'm coming. I said, is Mama coming? She said, no, Mama, don't want to see you that way. I said, who's going to come with you? She said, Chasta, she's going to come with you. Friends, I want you to know as I got ready to go out there and meet my family, you'd have thought I'd have killed somebody. I was behind that fence. It was barbed wire up to the top, all the way to the bottom. And I want you to know when I went out, I had to take my white t-shirt off and my shorts that I had on. He said, preacher, what they gave you? They gave me a little old orange jumpsuit. I was probably an extra large or 2X, and they gave me a medium. Man, my belly was hanging out when I went out to see them. And when I went out, I said, I've got this together. I'm a strong man. I won't let my emotions show. I'm strong. I'm what I'm supposed to be. Hey, I'm not in the wrong. And when I walked out, I want you to know, for the first time in my life, I couldn't get a hold of what I wanted to get a hold of. My wife was on the other side of that fence. I wanted to hug her and love on her so bad. I just needed somebody to touch me and listen to me. As she stood on the other side of that fence, there I stood in that orange jumpsuit, and she said, you're going to have to get a hold of yourself. You're going to have to quit crying. You're going to have to talk to me. Tell me what we need to do. And the only thing I could tell her, Brother Riley, is this. I got to change. She said, tell me what you want me to do. How do you want to pay bills? What do you want to do? You're incarcerated. Tell me what you want me to do. And all I could do was sit there and just squall my eyes out and said, I need to change. I need to change. I need to change. Even though I couldn't touch her, God could touch me. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning you may need the hand of God on your life, and he can touch you. Man, I'm telling you what, this morning I'm just here to tell you I got something better, and his name's Jesus. I just got something better. Why? Because I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Man, I want you to know this morning, not only do I have a resurrection in Christ as Paul did, I have a resemblance of my Father. I resemble my Father. I resemble Jesus now. Before, I resembled my father, Satan. He said, ain't no way. If you're lost, your father's Satan. You do the will of the other father. A lost man does the will of the other father, the prince of the air, the one that leads you in the wrong path. But when I got saved, I had a new father. His name is Jesus, God Almighty. Huh? Man, I won't never forget a day of my life. I got something better. Not only did I got a resurrection, but I resemble my father. Man, I'm telling you what. Them old things had to go, Brother Garrett. I'm telling you, there's a new man come inside of me. Man, there's a new man. I had a potty mouth like you wouldn't believe. I'd cuss up a storm. I was scared to be a preacher. I was afraid I was going to cuss when I got up there. We in church, but I'm telling the truth. I was like, man, I'm saved, and he's calling me to preach. What am I going to do? I ain't cussed in a little bit now. But what am I going to do? I get up there and I let one of them slip. Because, see, I still started thinking about the old man. And he said, that old man ain't in there. There's a new man in there now. He's took that potty mouth. He's took them addiction. He's took them wants. He's took them out of you. And I got to reading the scripture where he says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. That's why I ain't cussing in the pulpit. That's why I ain't cussing my wife. That's why I ain't cussing my kids. That's why I ain't cussing at home. That's why I'm being a daddy now. Not because of me. Because somebody lives inside of me. Somebody talked to me this morning. September the 18th, I heard you in the prayer room where you got on your knees and you prayed to God save you, and he reached down and saved your soul, Brother Jerry. I heard that this morning. Can you say you got something better? He didn't get the good end of the deal. God didn't get the good end of the deal. When he got me, he got nothing. He got the bottom of the barrel. He scraped the bottom of the barrel. But he seen something worth saving. Somebody talked to me. Bottom of the barrel. But he said, oh, that'll be something worth saving, that old boy. I'm going to save his soul. He said, preacher, are you serious? I just got something better. I got a resurrection, and I got a resemblance of my Heavenly Father. I want to show you this resemblance. You say, well, you don't look a lot like Jesus. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. Let me tell you what he says here. He says in the book, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me in the life which I now live in the flesh. I'm still in the flesh, but I live by faith. Let me give you this. The resemblance in Christ Jesus I have, Christ in me. Paul was saying, I now want to love like Jesus. You want to resemble your Heavenly Father? Love like Jesus. He said, I love like Jesus. He said, I have mercy like Jesus. Ask yourself this morning. He said, I have patience like Jesus. I have holiness like Jesus. You say, oh, wait a second now, preacher. 1 Peter said, be ye holy for I'm holy. And I want to work on this one. I want to work on forgiving like Jesus. Not there yet on the forgiving part. But I want to be like my daddy. I want to be like my father where I forgive. Paul said, I want you to know I got something better. I've got a resurrection in Jesus Christ. I ask you this morning, do you have a resurrection? Can people tell a difference in your life? Can people tell a difference in who you are? Let me back up just a second. It don't matter if people can. Can your family tell a difference in you? The first person knew that I'd been saved and I'd been changed wasn't my co-workers. It was my wife. First person knew that things had changed was my wife. No longer did she have to make me get up and go and do and be and what. I did what I was supposed to do because it had been a resurrection. And I started resembling my Heavenly Father. Here's what Paul said in Philippians. I want to give you this. In Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 20. Here's what he said in verse number 21. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul said, when I died, I gained. When I died, I gained. I want to just move on right here. I don't want to keep you all day. Let me show you this. Not only did he have a resurrection, not only did he have a resemblance. Ryder resembles me. He's got a little pot belly. He'll get one. He'll get a big one eventually, a big pot belly eventually. Amen. He resembles me. He walks like me. He acts like me. So I've been told. But let me give you this, what he does. He talks like me. When I growed up, I was in special ed. And I had a speech problem. I live in Detroit. What else do you expect? And my speech problem, and I still have it today. You can hear me when I preach. I'm not trying to do no flattering words. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to inform you that Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. I'm not here to impress. I don't care what's hanging in my office. I don't care the degrees. I'm not here to impress you. I'm just here to tell you that I've experienced what happened on that cross. Amen. I've been crucified with Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's what's happened. But when I was young, I had a speech problem. And they put me in speech class. And I stayed in that thing forever. Slow learner. And I didn't know how to use my R's. And I would say, R? R? And the teacher tried to get me to say it the right way. And I've noticed something in Ryder. He says, are we going to? R? Are y'all? R? R? Kaylee said, Daddy, well, who's he get that from? And I went to say, baby, I don't know. And she said, I know exactly who he gets it from. He gets it from you. That's where he gets it. You be careful, Daddy, how you live in your life. Your kid's going to resemble you. If you don't like the way they're acting or living, they're acting like their daddy. They're acting like their daddy. Listen to me this morning. Paul said, I'm crucified. Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. He said, not only do I resemble my Heavenly Father, but I have a relationship. This morning, if you've been resurrected, you ought to resemble Jesus. There ought to be something in your life sticking out every once in a while showing, hey, I'm a believer. And it ain't because of the church you attend. It ain't because of the Bible in your hand. It will be that the man's inside of you, Christ Jesus. And you got a relationship with him. Man, I'm telling you this morning what it does for a person when they realize they have a relationship with Christ Jesus. Let me show you this in the book. Revelation 1 and verse number 5. I want to show you this in the book. I ask you this morning while you're looking, do you have a relationship? You know, there's different kind of relationships. You can be in a relationship and not even know you're in a relationship with somebody. Did y'all know that? Or you can be in a relationship with somebody you think that's who they are in the world we live in now, and they're not even who they are on the other side of the phone. You can text them, send them money, do all kind of things, and they're not even be a real person. You think you're in a relationship with them. You think you got all this going on. A true relationship, both parties are on the same page. A true relationship. I've been doing a little project at the house, and me and Brother David Barnes have been together on it. And I told Brother David, I called him. I said, we got a problem. Got a problem. He said, what? I said, man, everything we've done, I've got a dead tree. I'm talking about this tree is dead, and it's big, and it's got to go to the ground. He said, I ain't seen no dead tree. Everything down there is green. I said, son, this thing dead. It's dead. Yesterday morning, we got together. David said, where's it at? I said, it's right there. He said, that tree ain't dead. I said, that tree's dead. I said, come on over here to this side. Look at this thing. It's dead. Come on over here. He looked and he said, that thing's dead. You look all the way up to the top of that thing, green as it can be, producing. Down here, it's dead. Up that tree is dead. Look up it, man, it's green. So what are we going to do? I said, it's got to be cut down. Got to be hewn down. It's of no value. Bible. Brother Lynn put the blade to it. Laid that baby down. You know what was so pretty and green at the top of that tree? Poison oak. After everybody left yesterday, and I got down there in that water and got looking at that tree, and what we thought was producing and blooming and looking great was something that'll get all over you that you can't get off of you. You make sure you have a relationship in Christ Jesus. You can look like a bloom. You can act like a bloom. You can do everything you want to do about a bloom. But you make sure you're not dead on the inside. You make sure you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life I live now by the faith. I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me. He loved me. The least I can do is live for him. He loved me. Man, the least I can do is live for him. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You know I'm telling you the truth. You've got something better. Start living in it. Start living in him, in Jesus. Look at this in the text. Revelation 1 and verse number 5. Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. Revelation 1, 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. He loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I ask you this morning, do you have a resurrection life? Do you resemble the Father? And do you know that relationship that you have? I want to share this in closing. A well-spoken public speaker was asked to quote the 23rd Psalm. Well-spoken. The young man got up and well-spoken, he quoted the 23rd Psalm. Every time it was a verse, comma, period, I mean, he did the punctuation perfect. Verbatim, word for word. When he got done, he sat down. Everybody was amazed at how good he could speak. As an old preacher in his 80s, sitting in the congregation, and they said, why don't you come up and quote the 23rd Psalm? The old preacher come up, and he started to quote the 23rd Psalm. And just as y'all's daughter did Wednesday night, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He started crying, started weeping. I shall not want. Go to verse number 2, Brother Dylan. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. But just seek in. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though the 80-year-old preacher started kept whopping tears and snot. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The old preacher stumbled back to his seat, went to dry in the place. When it got done, they asked both of them. The old preacher, he said, you go ahead first. And asked the young guy, well spoken. So what was the difference? What made the difference? He said, I knew the 23rd Psalm. But the old preacher knew the shepherd. He said, I knew the 23rd Psalm, but the old preacher, he knew the shepherd. And they asked the old preacher, said, what do you know about that shepherd? And I quote to you what the old preacher said he knew about the shepherd. He said, I know that Jesus took my sin. He took my stripes. He took my shame. And he took my cross on his shoulders to the cross. Calvary. The least I can do is live for him. This morning, as your pastor, I just want to tell you this. I'm like Apostle Paul. I got something better. I have a resurrection. I got a resemblance. And I like it. I like looking like him. Don't you? There's some people who say, man, I wish I didn't look like my daddy. I've heard that. I wish I didn't look like my mama. I'm glad I look like my Heavenly Father. How important that is to have a resemblance. And I'm so thankful this morning that I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can tell I'm from Detroit. This is my last point I want to give to you here. That's what I want to ask you. Kaylee went to type this down and she said, Daddy, are you sure you want? I said, maybe that's what I wrote. That's what we're going to type. She said, okay. When we type on that computer, if you've seen some, there, she makes me type it now. There's so many misspelled, that thing's lit up like Christmas. But my last thing is this. I just want to ask you this. I'm thankful for my resurrection in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that I resemble him. I'm thankful that I have a relationship with him, and I wrote this down. How about you? How about you? Can you honestly say I got something better? Or when you got saved, nothing changed. You got saved, nothing changed. You can't tell a bit of difference in your life, nothing's changed. If the God of glory come in, something should have changed. I'm not thankful for my past, not one bit. But it sure does remind me of this, how far he can reach down to save somebody. Because he's seen something worth saving. This morning, you may not be very thankful for your salvation, or it's been a little while. I get in this altar this morning, I thank God for saving my soul. Preacher, I ain't been in an altar since I got saved. I get in this altar, and I thank God for saving my soul. And I just want to say I got something better. In his name, Jesus. Father, I do love you, and I praise you, and I glorify you. Father, right now, I'm just honest as I can be with you. 22 years ago, Father, you started working on me. And I sure am thankful. Lord, I thank you this morning that I'm not locked up in Marion County Jail. I'm thankful that I ain't never been back. Lord, when you reach down and save me, you've done the saving. Sure, I'm thankful for that. I'm not boasting in anything I've done. I'm boasting in everything that you've done. You resurrected me. You gave me a new life. You breathed life into me. And Lord, you didn't stop there, but you started to let things stick out that I may resemble you, to let me know that I have a relationship with you. Father, I pray right now for that one that's sitting there that may be lost, that may be ill, that may be bitter, that may be broken. I'm asking you to touch them. Lord, I'd step out on a limb and say this with a true statement this morning in a crowd this size. There's probably more saved than they are lost. And Father, I'd go on to say right now, there's probably more that's thankful than not thankful. But Lord, for that one that might be lost, would you please touch them? For that one that might be bitter, would you please touch them? I sure do thank you for touching my life. And I sure do love you. It's in the blessed name of Jesus. All of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.